again. It is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level, and we would like to once again express our greetings and gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. Now, we would once again suggest that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that telepathic exchange of information, and we would again encourage you to take advantage of that opportunity and to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state and to have that telepathic communication and interaction with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. But as always, of course, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, you exist in an illusionary reality. This vibrational level in the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is the most illusionary existence, if you wish, the most illusionary creation that you are involved in. And you are involved in many creations, in many particular realities. You are a multidimensional personality who chooses to put in place the limitations of the understanding of who and what you truly are. Not only do you choose to put in place that understanding of who and what you truly are, but everyone existing within your vibrational level makes that choice, agrees to participate, agrees to put in place and sustain that electromagnetic type of energy that we refer to as the veil that limits not only your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, but limits your capacity to have interference from other entities that exist outside of your so-called awakened consciousness state, and indeed in other levels of consciousness that you exist in, right up to and including what we refer to as the between incarnational state. Other entities, including your multidimensional personality, do not have an influence on this particular reality or any other of the realities that you're involved in this incarnational period unless you choose to allow for that interaction, unless you believe that it's possible to have that interaction, unless you put in place the choices and decisions, the thoughts and feelings that allow for the alterations of that belief system to come into this particular incarnational period. You are all that is. Consider that statement. You are all that is. Not only are you all that is, you are one. Not just one. Not just one in the context of this so-called oneness that you speak of, but rather all that is. And it becomes impossible to give you a definition through the utilization of a vocabulary. It's something that you can experience, is to go with inside. When you go with inside and when you connect with that understanding of who and what you truly are, when you get a glimpse of that overwhelming experience of unconditional love, you begin to understand that it's something that cannot be explained. It cannot be explained and experienced in your awakened consciousness state because you choose to put in place those limitations. You are all that is. You understand that you are personality, if you wish, that your energy, that this spark of consciousness that you are, exists within each and every cell of your entire physical being. You understand absolutely that you are your consciousness, and your subconsciousness exists within each and every cell of this entire physical being. Billions of cells existing within your physical being, all carrying out various activities that allow your so-called physical body to continue to exist within this vibrational level, within this experience. all of these individual cells contain your consciousness. All levels of your consciousness, your awake consciousness, your altered states of consciousness, all contained within each and every cell. And each and every cell is working to validate your beliefs and belief systems, bringing into this particular experience, for example, some of those diseases that we spoke of that are difficult for you to control, based upon your choices and decisions, based upon your thoughts and feelings, based upon the beliefs and belief systems that you put in place. You can understand and grasp that that consciousness exists within each and every cell, and that subconsciousness continues to carry out these particular activities in order to give to you a validation of the beliefs and the belief systems that you hold, to validate what it is that you desire to experience. Whether in your awakened consciousness state you view that as being a positive or negative, desirable or less than desirable reality, doesn't matter. It gives to you that which you desire. Validate your beliefs and belief systems without judging whether it's right or wrong. Right or wrong, desirable or less than desirable, is an awake human consciousness concept. It does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. What becomes even more difficult for one to grasp is that you are one. Again, that defies an explanation, but you are one. You agree as one to put in place this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You agree as one to sustain this illusionary reality that you exist in. You agree as one to participate in and be involved in all of the activities that exist throughout your entire universe. You see, while you can grasp the concept that your consciousness exists within each and every cell of your physical being, that you can grasp, you may have a difficult time understanding that all of those cells, as a result of your beliefs and belief systems and as a result of your consciousness, are reacting in a way that validates your beliefs and brings forth that which you find a desirable or less than desirable experience. But nonetheless, you can still grasp the concept that your consciousness exists throughout your entire physical being. What you have difficulty in grasping is the concept that your consciousness exists within each and every atom of your entire universe. It's an illusion. It doesn't exist other than in your awakened consciousness state. And to various degrees, in other levels of consciousness, it's an absolute illusion. It is, once again, the most illusionary reality that you can experience through all of your levels of consciousness and creation. What becomes equally difficult for you to understand, that our reality, and we have never existed within your vibrational level and have no desire to experience that, and in fact have said in some of our recent interactions that we don't understand how the hell you would choose to be involved in this particular type of reality creation. But nonetheless, you make that choice, and we're grateful for the opportunity to interact with our friend Elias to get a glimpse of what it's like to experience this reality. However, having that glimpse, we no longer have and never have had the desire not only to be involved in your reality, but to influence and in any way participate in the creation of your reality. So we've never experienced your reality. Ironically, though, we create a reality and experience a reality very similar to yours. We can experience whatever it is that we desire to experience. But the difference is we understand, because we don't put in place that electromagnetic type of energy, that veil, we understand how it is that we create our reality. We understand that it's an illusion. We still enjoy the emotions and feelings that we can experience in those creation processes. But it's an illusion. We understand that it's an illusion. We like to use the analogy that it's like when you go into a theater and you see a projection upon the screen. You understand that that's simply a trick of lights. That that's simply someone else's projection of a reality that they would desire you to have an experience from. And while you can experience the emotions and feelings that are associated with what it is that you're viewing upon that screen, you understand absolutely that it's an illusion. You understand that it's simply a projection of someone else's concept of a particular activity or reality. You understand as well that within the projection of that particular production, the time is definitely more illusionary. You can have in what you call your so-called real time a passage of several years, for example, that occur within that real time while it's being displayed upon the screen. It's an illusion. We understand that the creation of the reality is an illusion. The only thing that we experience an expansion of is the unconditional love. We understand who and what we truly are. We understand that you are as we are. We are one, not only in your vibrational level, but in all vibrational levels, we are one. And it defies explanation. It's an experience. In this particular vibrational level, you can hold beliefs and belief systems which will be validated. That's how you create this illusion, through beliefs and belief systems. And we have chosen to break those down into human consciousness belief systems, societal belief systems, and individual belief systems. And it's a combination of these beliefs and belief systems that create the reality. There's no limitation to what your beliefs and belief systems are. You can have whatever it is, not only can, but do have whatever it is that you desire. If you choose to believe that you're not in control, you can have that. If you choose to believe that there are entities that are manipulating or assisting in your creation process, you can have that too. If you choose to believe that there are guides and angels that are surrounding you, that are influencing and giving you assistance in creating your reality, you can have that too. There's not a right or wrong, it's your choice. It's an illusion. You're going to have whatever it is that you desire. You will have validation of those beliefs and belief systems. If you believe you're not in control, but there's some entity existing outside of your vibrational level that's creating and influencing for you, you can have that. You can create that type of reality and you can go through that experience. It's not necessary, but you can have it. It's not right or wrong. It's your choice. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. If you believe, once again, that you have guides or angels that are influencing your reality, you can have that too. It's not right or wrong. Not only can you have it, but you will have all types of experience to validate the belief that there are absolutely guides and angels who are influencing your reality. It's not necessary, but you can have it. You can have whatever it is that you desire to believe. If you believe that there are certain particular steps that you must go through in order to become more advanced, you can have that too. It's not right or wrong. It's your choice. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It's an illusion. It doesn't get any simpler than that. It's difficult to become more simpler than understanding. You create your reality as a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. What becomes difficult is understanding what the beliefs are. Understanding the beliefs that you chose to put in place at some level of your consciousness. In order to create these illusionary realities, in order to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that result from having that experience. That's why you exist in this vibrational level. You were not put here because you were subjected to some type of a reality where you have to go through some type of a growth or an expansion in order to become more enlightened. You can have that if you wish, but it's your choice. It's not necessary. It's a validation of a belief or a belief system that you hold. You choose to be involved in this vibrational level. You choose to hold those beliefs and belief systems, and you can choose to change them or to indeed expand them. Whichever you wish, it's not right or wrong. It's your choice. What's difficult, once again, is understanding what those beliefs and belief systems are. Not only understanding, but once you understand, how do you change that belief or a belief system? That becomes the difficult part, because you've put in place this belief and belief systems. You've held the thoughts and feelings. You've made the choices and decisions that have validated those beliefs and belief systems. Not only validated those beliefs and belief systems, but created experiences that you expect to result from those beliefs and belief systems. And consequently, as a result of validating those expectations, you strengthen the belief and the belief system and make it much more difficult to step outside of, make it much more difficult to grasp this concept that it's an illusion, that you exist in each and every cell of the entire universe, because it's an illusion. It's your creation in conjunction with all of the others that are involved in this oneness that exists within your vibrational level and all of the other vibrational levels throughout all of creation. And so it's difficult to grasp an understanding many times of what your beliefs and belief systems are, because you put them in place in extreme altered states of consciousness, what we refer to as the between incarnational state, and then you put in place the veil that limits your capacity to understand what those beliefs and belief systems are, to bring them into your awakened consciousness state so that you can alter them. However, you have, as a human consciousness, in what we refer to as the alteration of this energy into what we refer to as a new age and new energy, brought into your so-called creation process the capacity to consciously influence and alter your reality. Now, by consciously influencing and altering your realities does not mean that it's going to be influenced and altered in a way that you in your awakened consciousness state would view as being positive or desirable. Absolutely not. Rather, it validates your beliefs and belief systems that you hold in your awakened consciousness state and brings them into your reality in a manner that was difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. Whether it's negative or positive, desirable or less than desirable, is the judgment that you make in your awakened consciousness state. From the level at which you create this reality, there is no such judgment. It gives to you that which you desire, validates your beliefs and belief systems. It's really that simple. It really is that simple. The key is to understanding what the beliefs are, to change those beliefs so that you can have what it is that you desire in your awakened consciousness state. In this new age and new energy, it's become important that you understand what you hold continuously in your mind, in your awakened consciousness state, has a greater potential to become a creation that you experience in your reality creation process. And so, while this new age and new energy seems like the type of reality that one would choose to be involved in, one, if one is aware of what their thought process is, one should also be aware that thought process on a continual basis influences your reality, brings it into your existence. Your thoughts and feelings associated with your choices and decisions influence your reality, influence your attitudes, and consequently your beliefs and belief systems. You influence your beliefs and belief systems. It becomes very difficult for you, particularly when one believes that there is so much of this reality that's beyond their control, believes that this is all real, believes that it's not an illusion. when you believe that it's all real, when you believe that it's difficult for you to achieve certain aspects in this reality, and it's rather ironic that for each individual, there are certain aspects that you view as being difficult, and yet others that you view as being quite easy. You expect certain realities to occur. For some, it's relationships. For some, there's a difficulty in being involved in relationships, in experiencing, for example, types of interactions and a loving relationship. It's difficult because they don't expect it, because they don't expect that it's easy, because they don't expect that it's possible. And yet, on the other hand, they may find that things like abundance are certainly things that are easy to achieve, that they expect that it will occur. What do you believe? What do you believe? And it becomes difficult once again to get a grasp and an understanding of what those beliefs are and to change the beliefs. You see, many people existing within your vibrational level believe that it's very difficult to change a belief or a belief system. And many of them are, particularly your so-called human consciousness belief systems, and to a varying degree, your social or societal belief systems. Your individual belief systems are perhaps the easiest for you to alter, the easiest, but not necessarily easy for all, because many believe that it's difficult. If you believe it's a difficult process, it's a difficult process. It's not right or wrong. It's a validation of a belief that you hold. The spark of consciousness that you are, from which you create this reality, creates from a position of absolute unconditional love, without judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, but rejoices in that creation process. You are all that is. You are, and create from a position of absolute unconditional love. And it's difficult when you're in your awakened consciousness state, and you're experiencing all of these activities around you that you view as being less than desirable, that you view as being negative, it's difficult to believe that all of those are created from this position of absolute unconditional love. And so it becomes difficult once again when you hold that belief that you are not in control, or that there are various elements of your reality that you're not in control of. You validate that belief. You experience the realities to validate the belief, absolutely. And consequently, you believe and experience realities to validate that you're not in control. And then you have the expectation that that's what will occur. And it becomes difficult to change, absolutely. Difficult when you hold the belief that is not within your capacity to change. And so part of the key is to change that belief system that it's difficult to change. You believe in time and space. You believe in evolutionary processes. And so in an evolutionary process to learn how to alter your beliefs, choose with a belief that's quite easy for you to alter, to understand that it's possible for you to change this reality. For example, perhaps many individuals have difficulty awakening at a certain point of time each and every day. And they go through all types of different apparatus in order to maintain or to utilize or to assist them in awakening at that time. So you set your alarm, if you wish, or you use some other type of device in order to awake you at that time. It's not necessary. You can hold the belief that you can wake up at that time and practice that belief. When you go into your sleep state, when you're ready to go to sleep, in other words, the last thought that you put in place is, I wish to awake at such and such a time. And if you fail the first time, you don't look at it as a failure. You look at it as the evolutionary process. That's the first step. I've started. And so you repeat the process, and you repeat it until you reach the point where you wake up at that time and you begin to believe that it's possible. You begin to have the expectation that you will awake at that time. And then you begin to believe that it's possible. If I could change that belief, that I can change other beliefs. And so you begin to through this so-called evolutionary process that validates your belief in time and space, to alter your beliefs and belief systems, to go through the process. Ironically, when you begin to accept that it's within your capacity to alter your beliefs and belief systems, it becomes much easier to alter the ones that at one point you may have thought of as being absolutely beyond your control. It becomes possible for you to alter, for example, those belief systems that you can heal what many would view as being an incurable disease. You can heal simply by believing that it's possible. And then you can go a step farther and you can create a reality where you don't experience that in the first place. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If you believe you're not in control, you will validate that belief. It's not right or wrong, it's your choice. If you believe that there are others who don't have the capacity to control their reality, you will have all types of experiences to validate that belief. It's not right or wrong. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. If you believe that there are some entities who are somehow more evolved than what others are, you can have that as well. And you will have all types of experiences to validate it. It's not right or wrong. It's a validation of your belief or a belief system. But the bottom line is, there is not one entity existing within your vibrational level or any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what each of you are. You are all that is. You are one. You are the God you search for. And that particular statement applies to not only every entity existing within your vibrational level, but every entity existing throughout all of so-called creation. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
I think you answered the questions that we...
Well, now, it really is quite simple. You go to great lengths to make it complicated, but it really is quite simple. You create your reality as a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. As we have suggested many times, to understand and to have the capacity to alter those beliefs and belief systems, we would suggest that you go with inside. You see, the answers cannot be taught to you. There is not one other entity who has the capacity to express this understanding of who and what you truly are. It's an experience that you can have, but it's not something that you can learn in a book. It's not something that can be taught to you by attending various classes or listening to particular broadcasts such as we're attempting to express to you today. We're simply suggesting that it's possible for you to have that experience. It's possible for you to experience the understanding of who and what you truly are. It's possible for you to experience that this is an illusion, but it's your choice to have that experience. It can't be taught to you. It can't be expressed to you through some type of of an interaction such as we're experiencing today, or by attending various classes. You will not have that access to the understanding of who and what you truly are. Go with inside. The answers you seek are with inside each of you. Go with inside. Learn to meditate. And because you believe, once again, in this process of evolution, it may take you time to learn to meditate, to alter your consciousness, and be aware of what it is you're experiencing, and to have an intent that you wish to connect to that spark of consciousness that you are. And when you are in that altered state of consciousness and you experience these wonderful experiences, put them aside and go deeper. When you experience an interaction in so-called other lifetimes, put that aside and go deeper. Put it aside, put it aside. And eventually, you will get this overwhelming understanding of unconditional love and connect with the one that you are. It's available to each of you. Difficult to experience because you put in place this electromagnetic type of veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are through all levels of your consciousness. But it's possible to put that aside for a moment and to get a glimpse, and to get an understanding of the limitless capacity of your creation capacities, of your ability to experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Each of you can have that. Once again, you won't find it written in a book. You won't find it by listening to various recordings or by attending various classes. You find it by going with inside. It's not something that can be expressed, but something that can be experienced. And it's all within your capacity to reach that experience, absolutely. And so if there is one particular type of advice that we would suggest that you do, meditate. Alter your consciousness while having the intent to retain the memory of what it is that you experience in that altered state of consciousness. To be aware of your experiences. Each of you has that capacity, absolutely. And once again, when you touch that concept of understanding, that emotion and that overwhelming feelings of unconditional love, you will understand the limitless of this illusion that you exist in. It's all within each of you to have that experience, absolutely. Now, once again, it has indeed been enjoyable. We enter into this particular state, if you wish, as we have done in many other incarnations with our friend Elias, to have this experience. You see, we exist within this experience, if you wish, without your limitations of time and space. And so when we suggest that we're interacting with our friend Elias in other particular incarnational periods, it's not like it's a past or a present or a future, but rather in the now. And we enjoy these interactions, and we enjoy sharing and getting the experience of the immense range of emotions and feelings that our friend Elias experiences, and in return we attempt to express to him the unlimited capacity to experience who and what we truly are. And so we welcome these opportunities. We welcome and are grateful for your interaction and your energy that you contribute in the participation and creation of these moments. And for that we are eternally grateful to each and every one of you. And for that we offer you the opportunity to interact with us any time that you desire. We would suggest that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so, until the next time, we would say farewell to each of you with love and with peace.